It is Thursday, the 9th of April, 2020. This is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We are thinking about Good Friday. On the eve of the 9th, the Lord Jesus Christ and his disciples went to the Garden of Gethsemane, one of my favorite places in Israel, and spent time in prayer and meditation. What is meditation? Well, meditation is to focus one's mind for a period of time. I want to say to the men of the house, particularly, I've heard reports that some men are walking around like caged lions because they cannot get out and they cannot do anything. This is a time to sit still. Mark 14:32, Matthew 26:36, the very same words of Jesus. He said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." We need to spend time today in reflection and think about what Jesus Christ did for you and I. Gethsemane means the olive press. It's where they crushed the olives to get the oil out. Jesus was crushed that night for you and me. The Bible tells us that he sweated drops of blood. That is extreme pressure. Remember, he said, "Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. If it's possible to take this cup from me, do it, Lord, but I will drink it." And he did. You and I need to really sit down and we need to pray. Mark 14:38, the scripture verse that the Lord gave us for Pretoria, it's time prayer meeting, is the same one. "Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. For the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." We've got to settle down, my dear friends, and we need to really give God our full attention. Like never before, you have nothing to do and nowhere to go. Sit in the garden, sit in that room, sit in some place and meditate on the goodness of God. And he will give you his peace and he will give you a game plan for the future. I will speak to you again tomorrow. But please remember, for me personally, Good Friday is the most important day in the Christian calendar. Because without the crucifixion, there can be no resurrection. And you and I today need to put the flesh down and allow the Holy Spirit to speak into our lives. God bless you and goodbye.